Everyone loves Shakespeare, but these days, who has the time? If the Bard had a fault, it was a tendency toward long-windedness, easier to get away with when you have an Elizabethan audience, which frankly didn't have that many better things to do than sit through 3 hours of an ancient king's descent into madness or a Danish prince working through his family issues. How much better, then, for modern audiences to get the gist of the master's work through a performance of the complete works of Shakespeare, abridged, a takeoff that boils Hamlet down to 42 seconds and gives it to you forward and backward. Will Howe is directing a new production of this popular play at Mission Houses Museum. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
You know, I love the this play addresses what Shakespeare buffs are never willing to say out loud. Like, it does get a little long sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the great thing about this show is that it's a parody, yeah? So mm-hmm. just come in for a high energy show that's just nothing sacred. And he wrote for the everyday person, not the elite people. So you're going to have a great time if you come and see it. And we're throwing in a lot of Hawaiian topical, you know, words and phrases as well. So it's a nice mishmash of Shakespeare and Hawaiiana.
And the way the play is it was originally constructed, there's a lot of room for the acting company to alter, contribute,
right,
improvise.
Right, and we have three wonderful actors, Kevin Keveney, Adam Lefebvre, and Teresa Oliver. And the great thing is that they all know each other, and they're all Paul Keller winners, you know, independent solo performers on stage, a local stage. And you just, as a director, you just let them go and play, and then you can shape them and whatnot. They've come up with some wonderful, wonderful scenes. We, you know, like Titus and Andronicus, because we're doing it as a cooking show.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have the tragedies are going to be done as a football game. You know, so it's just high energy. And I know one person who saw one performance and just said, I was exhausted at the end, because it was just nonstop. 97 minutes, 37 plays. That's a lot. You know, and the fact that they all play different characters. You know, the women, Adam plays all the women. Well, I shouldn't tell you too much if you come and see it. But it's
you should tell me too much.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Please come and join us. It's outdoor theater under the stars. It's beautiful.
Tell me about the way the text sort of goes to the themes that you will recognize, but takes off from them. You know, as you say, boiling the tragedies down.
Yeah, well, every play has its own separate entity. And so I just leave it up. Just give I just tell the actors what I think this scene needs, and they just go for it. And see, I can't tell you too much because it's going to spoil it. But like I said, the cooking show, Juliet, Teresa Oliver is an actress, obviously, but we have Adam playing Juliet. So there's a whole different, so there's an undertext where the two of them are competing for the female roles, and they finally give her the role of the witch and the shrew. That's it.
Which is also a reference to the fact that the female roles were all
just
played.
Like Kabuki, it was all done by men.
Yeah.
You know? So so we stay true to it in that sense, you know? I think Shakespeare would have a great time if he saw our show. He'd be laughing in the aisles. So far, people have been holding their stomachs. They've been just like laughing so hard they're crying, you know. So
one of the things that people have always loved about this show is that the themes are so recognizable that it isn't as outrageous as you might imagine to take all the history plays and kind of condense them, you know, shamelessly.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening, what he wrote, you know, hundreds of years ago, is like, it's what's happening today, you know, politically.
Whenever you see the machinations of power,
right,
you can always take that back to some sort of Shakespearean theme, because, well, just the whole thing of I'm going to kill everybody who's in my way until I get to the throne.
Right.
I mean, that's half of the history plays and the tragedies there.
Yeah. You know? And I will say this too. We have a lot of audience participation segments in it as well. So the audience gets to be part of it. And the three people I mentioned who are in the cast, what's great about this summer show is that I've assembled just wonderful, not just talented, but just wonderful, good people. And I must say that Lisa Barnes, the assistant director, was was there to help out. And my three production assistants, Stephen Royal, Denise Aikuchin, and Alan Lukubo, they're all prominent members of our local theater community and just wonderful people. It's just so nice to work without any ego. Just go there and just show up and have a good time, you know. It's like family, you know. So I just hope people come up for the last three shows because the storm really
you got
screwed up
out.
Our schedule, yeah. But anyway.
Or stormed out. Or,
yeah. Yeah. So tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, please come.
But responses have been good.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's opening night standing ovation, you know. It's just great. And they work so hard. They need an audience, you know. But, you know, whoever comes, comes. They'll have a great time.
There's an awful lot of work to be done by these three actors just in terms of not just a volume of lines to be memorized, but and usually the challenge is staying in character. This is more remembering which character you're going to be
next. In a split second, they're changing hats, costumes, and, you know, at the end of the night, they're just soaked. I mean, this is they don't have to go to the gym. They don't have to go to the gym.
So as director, you're kind of the traffic cop, knows when to back off. Is that part of your
It's like being thing? Just being like a good parent, you know, just watching them grow and just giving them hints, clues along the way. And if they stray, just bring them back, you know.
With are you also kind of the one who keeps an ear to the pacing of the show? As you say, 97 minutes.
Yeah.
It's pretty precise.
Yeah, but, you know, the interesting thing is that when you do a show like this, every show is different because there's audience participation. So sometimes, I mean, it's just going to be different no matter what. So you cannot handcuff them, you know.
But you got to let them go.
They know when it's too long. And they're smart that way. They're Akamai. You know, they've been around the business long enough to know.
Well, good luck with this weekend. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us on the show, and good luck.
Will Howe is the director of the Complete Works of Shakespeare, Abridged, at the Mission Houses Museum in Honolulu. It'll be performed tonight through Saturday, and you can find out more at hpr2.org.